Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies over Israel are clear, with warm temperatures expected in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. As night falls, the warmth will remain, offering a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, over 750 U.S. servicemen have been wounded in the Iran war, with 18 fatalities reported in recent figures from the Pentagon. Also, Ynet reports that earlier this hour, Russia struck a shopping center in Kryvyi Rih, the hometown of Ukrainian President Zelensky, resulting in 15 deaths and 130 injuries. Also this hour, Walla reveals that in a significant development in the Manchester synagogue attack case, UK authorities have arrested another suspect almost a year after the tragic Yom Kippur event. Separately, Matariv highlights that Pinchas Idan warns of potential holiday disruptions due to recruitment issues following Prime Minister Netanyahu's petition against him. And finally, Israel Hayom reports that a mother and daughter were stabbed outside their home in Ramleh, with a relative quickly arrested as the suspect. Reaction has been swift on social media. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago, stating that terrorism has long been the primary activity of Palestinian groups, hindering their progress towards statehood. Meanwhile, Memory, an organization that translates Middle Eastern media, posted earlier today about criticism of the Afghan Taliban by a scholar regarding the enforcement of the hijab. From X, the latest. Visegrad 24, a European news source, noted that Turkey has requested Interpol red notices for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and an Israeli soldier related to the interception of a flotilla. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran conflict. The Jerusalem Post reports that the casualty numbers continue to rise, even amid ceasefire discussions. This development underscores the ongoing volatility and the human cost of the conflict, affecting military and diplomatic relations. Turning to Ukraine, Ynet's report on the Russian strike in Kryvyi Rih reveals a devastating attack on civilians, with many children among the injured. This attack adds pressure on international communities to respond to the escalating violence. Meanwhile, the arrest in the Manchester synagogue attack case reported by Walla marks a significant step forward in the investigation. The arrest comes nearly a year after the attack and highlights ongoing efforts to bring justice for the victims and their families. On the labor front, Mariv's story on Pinchas Idan emphasizes tensions over recruitment and labor disputes at the airport authority. The outcome could affect travel and logistics during the holiday season, impacting many travelers. Lastly, the stabbing incident in Ramleh, as reported by Israel Hayom, raises concerns about domestic violence. The swift arrest of the suspect points to effective police response, but the incident highlights ongoing issues of safety within communities. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that the U.S. national debt has surpassed $40 trillion. Matan Shitrit, a chief economist, notes the resilience of the U.S. economy despite mounting debt levels. Separately, according to Tech, Israel is set to reopen its 2026 budget to accommodate rising defense expenditures. This move reflects ongoing security concerns and the need for increased military funding. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports a Supreme Court ruling requiring a client to pay a broker despite not signing with them directly. This decision underscores the complexities of real estate transactions in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.